Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Since last week, I have explained how it was the federal government and the Federal Reserve's massive expansion of the money supply that resulted in the stock market crash in 1929. Then, once that happened, continuing government and Fed actions turned what should have been a short, mild recession into the more than decade-long Great Depression. Like what happened then, the same government and Federal Reserve Bank actions are happening today. Since the liquidity crisis in September 2019, months before the pandemic, the Fed has injected so much liquidity into the banking system that its then already bloated balance sheet more than doubled in size. Over the past 3.5 years, the government has also inflated the money supply by more than 40%. This time around, the lockdowns associated with the pandemic prevented the private sector from rapid innovation that would prevent consumer prices from rising. Instead, we are now experiencing the highest rate of consumer price increases in more than 40 years. One key indicator of an impending or worsening economic downturn is when short-term interest rates are higher than for long-term debt. Last week, 3-month U.S. Treasury bills were paying more than 1.5% higher interest rates than 10-year Treasury notes. This was one of the largest disparities ever. Fed increases in interest rates it charges to banks who borrow from it is retarding business investment. Higher tariffs imposed on imports into America have boomeranged into hurting international demand for American exports. 2 weeks ago, it was reported that global mergers and acquisitions activity for the first quarter this year fell to its lowest level in more than a decade, a whopping 48% less than the same quarter a year ago. Then there's a record number of Americans who now hold 2 or more jobs to be able to make ends meet. There are more parallels between the causes of the Great Depression and what is happening in America and the world today. It gives me no pleasure to forecast that things will get a lot worse before they ever get better. Since the regular media won't tell you this information, keep listening to these commentaries. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.